About 45 tanker train loads of Bakken crude from North Dakota travel through 18 Wisconsin counties every week, each loaded with at least 1 million gallons of what the U.S. DOT has classified as high-hazard flammable oil. The group Citizens Acting for Rail Safety is a party in the Sierra Club lawsuit. Co-coordinator Guy Wolf of La Crosse sees the old tankers travel through his city all the time.
These trains go right by two public schools in the city of La Crosse, by grade schools near the hospital. As a matter of fact, one out of five people in La Crosse County are within what's called the blast zone.
The U.S. DOT wants railroads to replace the tankers over the next 2 years with a new car that isn't as vulnerable to puncturing. Wolf says that's too long to wait.
We want the DOT to follow their own advice, which is to mandate that the rail lines put the strictest safety requirements on the rail cars that are possible, including full shields and the thermal blankets, and that they address the thickness of the shielding.
La Crosse Fire Department Hazmat Team Leader Jeff Schott says BNSF and Canadian Pacific Railroads are in the process of replacing the old tankers.
Anytime you want to upgrade safety and make the car safer in light of some of the incidents that have happened recently, I think it's always a good thing. Like anything else, it's just going to take time. And if the rail car industry in general is willing to invest the money, I think in the long run, we're going to be a little bit safer and I'm going to feel a little bit better.
The Federal Railroad Administration didn't want to comment because of the lawsuit. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.